Hello, I'm Gary Nelson, President of Healthcare Georgia Foundation. In our final report in this series, we'll visit Chatham County, where a group of clinics, hospitals, the health department, and medical providers are working together to plan health safety net activities throughout the county. There aren't enough safety net clinics and not enough resources to care for all the Georgians who don't have access to the private healthcare system. As a result, some patients fall through the safety net and wind up in an emergency room or being admitted to a hospital. If the health safety net were more comprehensive and if services at the clinics were better coordinated, fewer patients will go untreated. In Chatham County, health organizations, hospitals, and private care providers are working together to set up just such a system. Phil Grazer has this story.
In Chatham County, about 34,000 adults don't have health insurance. That's about one in every 10 residents in the county. Many can't afford to see a doctor, and according to Diane Weems, chief medical officer for the county, that can lead to bigger problems.
When people aren't getting preventive care, when they're not getting comprehensive primary care, they're going to end up in the hospital.
That's what happened to Dina Solomon. She had a good job, making $18 an hour. When the economy turned last year, she lost her job and her health insurance. Along with the stress of not having a job, she started to feel physically ill.
My health started declining. I was fatigued all the time, frequent urination. My vision went completely blurred.
Solomon kept putting off seeing a doctor. She couldn't afford one, and she didn't know where to go. One night, she lost her eyesight.
My mom was frantic. She wanted me to go to the emergency room, and finally I did. I didn't want to, but I had to. And that's when they told me that I was diagnosed as a diabetic, and I had to find a doctor. And that was when the stress hit me, because I knew, with no medical insurance, I'm not going to find a doctor.
Solomon heard about St. Mary's Clinic, where she was treated without charge. She got her vision back, and they treated her diabetes and showed her how to keep it under control.
I had to back away from a lot of things, you know, more of fresh vegetable eating, more fruit. I drink a lot of water. I walk every day. I leave my house.
St. Mary's Clinic is one of five safety net clinics in Chatham County. They're spread throughout the county to serve patients who can't afford to see a private doctor and don't have insurance. These clinics give the uninsured what Dr. Weems calls a medical home.
A medical home is the place that a patient can call when they have a problem, actually get somebody on the phone to talk to, get an appointment to be seen, have their problem taken care of, or be referred to a specialist.
But even with five safety net clinics in the county, patients still wind up needing emergency care. Some patients don't know about the clinics. Others can't get an appointment. That concerned the Chatham County government. It foots the bill for emergency care for the poor at Savannah's two hospitals.
In 2003, our county said, gee, we're putting more money every year into indigent care, and yet every year more patients are going to the emergency room. It seems like we're investing more, but yet we're not getting more bang for our buck.
The county created the Chatham County Safety Net Planning Council to get a better handle on safety net clinics in the county and to help them coordinate their services. Dr. Paula Reynolds is the council's director.
It's a group of providers of all types, from all types of care, that come together to plan and organize care and to communicate with each other.
The group's first order of business, find out about each provider in the safety net. How many patients were they seeing? Where were the patients coming from? Were the providers directing those patients to appropriate specialty care? That assessment led to a stronger safety net. Providers were better able to coordinate services and set up standard practices for referrals. The plan also led to more publicity about the safety net system. Dr. Reynolds.
From 2005 to 2008, we had an almost 40% increase in the number of uninsured that were seen through our provider system, and we've had a 5 to 7% decrease in emergency department visits for primary care.
And that's making a difference at the hospitals. Jennifer Wright is public policy director at Memorial Hospital.
investment in the safety net itself and the clinics that form the safety net will help patients reach an appropriate medical home. And by doing that, we can reduce our costs in the emergency department. We can improve the quality of care that's provided to the patient. We can increase employee and physician satisfaction and overall customer satisfaction in the emergency department.
Next up for the Planning Council, setting up an electronic medical record system to eliminate duplication and improve the quality of care. But even as the net is strengthened, growing unemployment threatens to further stress the system.
Unemployment skyrocketed from 5.8% to 9.5%. Every time someone loses a job, it's not just that individual that loses the health insurance, it's their entire family.
Still, Reynolds believes that the county's strengthened safety net will be able to meet those challenges in the years to come. I'm Philip Graetzer. To listen to other stories in our series on Georgia's health safety net, go to our website, healthcaregeorgia.org.